Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenka. Ipsy Ed.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good to have you along, man.
Good to be here.
It's always nice to be able to call you and say, hey, dude, why don't you come on in?
Thank you.
I love having company. It makes it so much easier.
It's really good not being stuck at work.
I'm giving you the excuse, right? Yeah. It's the past. Well, let's take care of a little business. Regal Auto Parts, it's that time of year where you might need to get your car fixed up a little bit for the winter and the cold that's coming. Regal Auto Parts has one goal. They want to be big enough to serve your needs and yet small enough to care. So check them out for used alternators, batteries, tires, snow tires, whatever you want. Get it done now before it gets icy and snowy. I think we're supposed to get our first snow this week. You can reach them at 734-663-0976. That's 734-663-0976. Or you can check them out online, Regal, R-E-G-A-L, AutoPartsMI.com. That's Regal, AutoPartsMI.com. So what we do on the Drift every weekend is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. If you're not going to thedailydrift.com, you should be.
Shame on you.
Yes, it's the news you need to know. Yes, exactly. So if you want to email me today, Gary at thedailydrift.com, you can send me an email if you don't want to call in reach out through Twitter.
Message him on Facebook.
Yes. Well, that. I don't do Facebook so much anymore. I'm a Twitter guy still. I like Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter. That is, you'll get news about 15 minutes, 20 minutes sooner than you'll actually get news on Fox or MSNBC or CNN. It's crazy.
Before it gets
yes.
deleted.
Yeah, it's yeah, there you go. And if you are tired of being censored by Facebook and Twitter, go check out Gab, GAB.AI. It's another social network. Just start it up. You have to put in your email and
they're
wait.
They're turning around fast.
Yeah, they're getting better, and it's growing day. Like by leaps and bounds. And Gab is uncensored. You want to be censored. You don't want to get filtered. You filter yourself. If it's something you don't like, you can filter that person and that subject material out. So it's only self-censoring, and that's up to you to do that. So
and twice the allowable characters.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, 300. Way. Yep, exactly. So it's I think it's better and great people, and you'll really enjoy it. So check out gab.ai, and you can look me at Gary Daily Drift on Twitter or Gab, and that's me. Ed, what's your Twitter handle?
Ed from Ipsy.
Ed from Ipsy. Well, yep. There you go. At Ed from Ipsy.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. So check out Ed, too. He's on both of those now, too. So listen, I want to give a little forewarning to our listeners today. We are going to talk about a kind of disturbing subject. And you can say, Gary, you're putting your conspiracy hat on again. Well, I used to think so. But the more I dig, the more disturbed I become. And Ed, you can vouch for this. You used to be quite, and you're still not quite there, right? Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Right?
I approach a lot of stuff with skepticism.
But yeah, as you should.
There's
as
something
we all
going
should.
On here. There's something going on. There's a nugget of truth.
Yeah.
There's probably a big nugget.
Yeah, there's something very disturbing. And we've got a guest calling in today, Paul Waldmiller. And Paul is kind of an expert in this field because, well, let's bring him on. Paul, are you there?
Yes. Good afternoon, Gary. Thank you for having me on.
Great to have you on, Paul. You and I kind of reached out through, oddly enough, just a quick Twitter, and we went into a conversation, and then I looked into you a little bit, and you've got some stories and whatnot, but you're kind of the guy that's going to break this open because I've taken this to heart. I mean, I have seen this enough, and there's a lot of people who are putting their lives on the line, actually, to kind of investigate this worldwide what do we call it? A pedophile ring, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's what's going on with Pizzagate, if I could just briefly
sure.
Touch on that a little bit. The world is full of pedophiles, and there's different kinds of pedophiles. As to Pizzagate, this is what we know. There's two different kinds of pedophiles, so your audience knows. And I'll give a little bit more of my background later as you know, ask me questions. But there's two different kinds of pedophiles. One is the the pedophile, that strange man that has about 400 pounds, sits in his basement looking at child pornography and tries to entice children to come to his house, you know, with candy or other things, and tries to force sex with them. Then there's the Pizzagate, the underground, the deep, deep underground pedophile that belongs to an association, not a Kiwanis or the Elks Club or, you know, these sort of associations. The sort of associations that is you can only find through encrypted messages in deep, dark places and chat rooms and other places on the Internet. Children are usually bought and sold through these chat rooms and these sick, twisted, dark places on the Internet. There's two different levels, and I want your audience to understand that. So as we talk more about Pizzagate, what we understand that there is a different level of pedophile out there.
Okay, so Paul, let's start with a track, because this will maybe kind of ease people into it. It's so much bigger that people will have a really hard time wrapping their heads around it. I did too. I mean, when I first, and this is kind of related, right, to this spirit cooking thing as well, right? There's an odd occult feel to this, right? This whole Pizzagate thing.
Yeah, we can definitely bring into that, and a forewarning for some of your listeners. I'm a Bible, one of those Bible-clinging Christians. As a matter of fact, I'm an ordained Christian minister, and I have a ministry to feeding the poor in the Philippines and also rescuing children in the Philippines from human and sex trafficking. That's
right.
The name of the ministry is Global Family Outreach Ministry. But in any case,
Christians
that know the Bible know that there's witchcraft. There's demonic activities. As a matter of fact, you will find satanic worshipers, satanic churches growing within the United States. This whole matter of spirit cooking is connected in the place where we find that children are used as human sacrifices. When WikiLeaks broke open about the Podesta emails and this whole spirit cooking thing, it went away as quick as it was opened. There was a lot of chatter all over the Internet and social media that the New York Police Department was going to make some big arrests. And I don't have any contacts there any longer. I'm originally from Western New York, and I had known some police officers from the New York City Police Department. But I will tell you, it was like usual, it was shut down.
Right.
Now, to the spiritual aspect, witchcraft, satanic cults often use not only animals, but oftentimes also children for human sacrifice.
Right.
So understand that it's not just the women's menstrual cycle mixed with breast milk and male sperm cooked together as some sort of just, you know, weird, funky group.
Yeah,
you know,
it's disturbing.
It's deeper. It's much, much deeper.
Yeah. So let me start with this, Paul. I want to play this track because this is kind of familiar. We've heard these stories coming out of Hollywood for years, and you kind of almost expect it coming from the sick land of Hollywood. Derek, you got track one ready? All right, this is an interview with Corey Feldman, who was a child star, and he's the one that's first broke it open. But I want you to understand the fear and the power that some people have, because this is such a big story. It is so in the upper echelons of society that people are scared to speak. Go ahead and run that, Derek. Listen to this, Paul.
A lost childhood and a loss of innocence. He blames the adults, not just those looking to profit from charming children, but also some with far more sinister motives.
I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is and always will be pedophilia. That's the biggest problem for children in this industry.
The casting couch even applies to children.
Oh, yeah. Not in the same way. It's all done under the radar.
Nobody talks about pedophilia.
It's the big secret.
And it's widespread?
Oh, yeah. I was surrounded by them when I was 14 years old. Surrounded. Literally. Didn't even know it. It wasn't until I was old enough to realize what they were and what they wanted and what they were about and the types of people that were surrounding me till I went, oh my God, they were everywhere like vultures.
Vultures who Feldman says abused him and his best friend, the late child actor Corey Haim, his co-star in The Lost Boys.
Well, what happens if my mom is dating the head vampire?
Feldman says the trauma of that pedophilia contributed to Haim's death.
There's one person to blame in the death of Corey Haim, and that person happens to be a Hollywood mogul. And that person needs to be exposed, but unfortunately, I can't be the one to do it. But the person that knows who did it and knows who he is watching right now, I guarantee you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah. There was a circle of older men that surrounded themselves around this group of kids.
Hmm.
And they all had either their own power or connections to great power in the entertainment industry.
Feldman won't name names. And he admits his friend had a struggle with addiction, which he says was a mechanism to cope with his demons.
It was a symptom.
It was a symptom, correct.
Are we in it?
In 2008, the two Coreys confronted each other on their reality show about the dark past they shared.
You let me get around in my life, man, raped, so to speak, when I was about 14 and a half, and I'm saying this right now. What'd you do, man, when you saw that going down when I was 14 to me? What'd you do? You knew about it.
You want to talk about the truth? Okay, well, then let's talk about the truth. I was being molested at the same time by somebody else. What'd you do? You know, there's a lot of good people in this industry, but there's also a lot of really, really sick, corrupt people in this industry. And there are people in this industry who have gotten away with it for so long that they feel they're above the law.
Hmm.
And that's got to change. That's got to stop.
Okay, so, and Paul, this is what disturbs me. It's not just Hollywood, right?
Absolutely. You need to understand that pedophilia, as I explained earlier in your program, there's two different levels of pedophiles out there. There's, like I said, that weird guy, and not the not
weird
to,
guy in the basement.
Just pick on men, because there's plenty of women, female pedophilias out there. But you know, when you think of a pedophile, you usually think of that dirty old man, you know, that I mentioned earlier. But in reality, the majority and the biggest, largest group of pedophiles, it's an underground group, okay? And you may not be shocked, but this includes politicians, judges, lawyers, dentists, doctors. I write a little bit about that in my latest book, if I could just share.
Yeah.
I wrote a book a few months back and had it published. It's called Dear God, Where Is My Justice? And in Chapter 3, I speak about those things, about the judges, the lawyers, and so on and so forth, the courts that are involved in actively buying and selling children like chattel, the Child Protective Services, headhunters that purposely go out to look for little, pretty little boys and girls to legally steal children, put into foster care and adoption agencies, take away from good parents, because most of these good parents don't have the hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight for their children.
Right.
And, the worst part, perhaps, is that the American taxpayer is paying these judges, lawyers, and these courts billions of their tax dollars through federal Title IV funding to supplement the legal kidnapping of these children. You will find that many of these children that are put in foster care and adoption agencies, and I hope some of them are listening and will call in, wind up out on the streets as prostitutes, being forced into pedophile groups. It occurs much more than what people think or believe.
Yeah. Now tell us, and this brings to mind Georgia State Senator Nancy Schaefer, right? Now, didn't you say you knew Nancy Schaefer or had spoken to her before her death?
Well, I didn't know Senator Nancy, but I knew Bill Bowen. Now, Bill was Nancy's film producer. And in 2009, 2010, they were putting together a film that was never completed, and I'll tell you why in a second, but they were putting a film together, a documentary film, exposing all the government run pedophile rings. And that is the reason why Nancy and her husband were murdered, although they say it was a murder suicide. It wasn't. And then 5 months later, Bill was also murdered. But I knew Bill, and you can find Bill's work on some of his older stuff.
So Bill Bowen was killed too. Bill Bowen also killed.
Yes. Here's what I was told, and this you can find somewhat in the news. It was covered up, but you can find that he was indeed murdered in August of 2010. He was to meet with an informant, someone to give him allegedly information about a pedophile ring in California. I don't know if it was regarding Hollywood or Los Angeles, but it was somewhere in California. And when Bill went to go meet that person, they talked, and then Bill was to go back and meet again. Well, the second time when Bill went back to meet this particular person, well, Bill was killed. Bill died. So we don't know exactly what happened because Bill's family would not release the autopsy. We don't know what really happened. We don't know how he died. Allegedly, he had a heart attack, and where he met was on a golf course. And we know that Bill never played golf. He was an ex-federal law enforcement. He was too busy exposing all these pedophile rings and the pedophilia that was occurring through judges and attorneys throughout the United States. But almost 5 months to the week when Senator Nancy Schaefer was murdered.
All right. So, and I know listeners right now, they know I've probably earned a reputation as tinfoil hat Gary because sometimes I'm out there. But I'm going to tell people, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take Paul Waldmiller's word for it. Do the information and the research yourself. Go into Google, look up Pizzagate, look up these child sex pedophile rings. They are real, people. Do your hope. Don't take our word for it. Please, the information is out there. Some of it is going to be bunk, of course. There always is bunk on the internet. But there are some things that are real. It's there. There is smoke, which means there is fire here. And I don't want people to just take my word and say Gary's trying. Whatever. This is real. This is dangerous. And people are dying. They really are. People are absolutely dying. And we need to make sure that this information gets out there because you know what? You are not seeing this. Ed, have you seen this on the mainstream media anywhere?
Mainstream, no.
Okay. It's not being covered. And Paul, you had alluded to when Anthony Weiner's laptop was taken, they found some child pornography on there. But there was also alleged, and we played the track of Eric Prince from Blackwater, the group. He knows people high up in the New York Police Department, and he said there is a concerted effort to cover up what was found on Anthony Weiner's laptop, and that's why you're not seeing it. The allegedly, people in the DOJ told NYPD, do not do anything with this information, or we're going to bring doom down on you with some of your people who've been involved in alleged civil rights abuses or stuff like that. So there is a push from very powerful people.
Well, Paul's aware that the scripture says we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. Obviously, you know, the first thing I saw this spirit cooking.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that came to mind, is that there are people who are lodged in high places, and they protect each other, and they draw people in so that ring grows. So that the level of protection is maintained.
Yeah, it's really disturbing. Now, Paul, hang tight because we've got Mike from Ann Arbor, one of our regular listeners, he's got a question for you. Derek, I'm going to let you bring Mike in because I don't want to hang up on anybody, so I'll let you handle it. Can we talk to Mike and have that question? All right, you bring Mike in.
Hello.
Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, listen, I want to ask you, is the head of this occultist group, a woman by the name of Abramovic. She's a Serbian occultist, and I believe she's one of the people that people like Podesta are,
yes,
are following, and she is behind some of this. And also recently in England, in the last week and a half, there's been a break where 350 young boys have come out in the open saying that they were abused in some of the soccer academies, that some of the premier clubs were having boys as young as 10 and 12 years old who are basically living at these academies are being abused by their coaches. So my question is she the one that is in the lead as far as these cultists are concerned?
Paul, what do you know about Marina Abramovic, I think, is her name, right?
Abramovic, yeah.
Abramovic, yep.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that name. Doesn't mean that information isn't correct. This is what I know. It was approximately 3 years ago, maybe it was four now. My memory isn't as good as it used to be. But I attended a conference in Florida regarding child and human sex trafficking. And it was lots of people were brought in, law enforcement, federal government, state governments, those that actually, like myself, that go out and actually rescue children. But some of the guest speakers were talking about the children that are usually kidnapped and bought and sold. And I will tell you that Serbia, which is also part of this, is much of what you see in Eastern European, Serbia, Poland, Russia, those sort of countries, Eastern Europe, heavy amounts of numbers of those men that are involved in human and sex trafficking. One particular speaker, her son, she was able to track down her son like 7 years after he was kidnapped here in the United States. 7 years, she found him in the Ukraine. So, you know, that is the sort of, that's the extent of how far these pedophile rings go. I don't know if that helps you at all, but I want
Paul
to get that information
question?
Out there.
Can I ask Paul one other question?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Paul, I have a question. There's a place in Chicago called Man's Country. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I've never been to Chicago, but once again, here's the issue. Many times, these pedophile rings are kept quiet. And it's only the past maybe 4 or 5 years that they are just now starting to come to light. We're just now starting to break these pedophile rings open. So if you hear something that's out there, the webs, the internet information, the Googles, Facebook, they're not allowing a lot of this stuff to get out there. So a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah, what
it's
Mike,
unfortunate. It gets squashed by the mainstream media oftentimes.
Mike, the Man's Country, that's a gay club in Chicago, right?
It's a gay club in Chicago, and Rahm Emanuel and our present President Obama were very, very, senior members of this club. And supposedly, young boys are used there for homosexual odysseys. So this is something that you might want to look into. And, when you have people like Obama and Rahm Emanuel being charter members of Man's Country, that's something that's really, really serious.
Yeah, Mike, thank you so much for that. And once again, I am just astounded about how well read our listeners here at The Drift are, and Mike and Ed here both being one of them, because Ed's the same thing.
Hey, Mike.
He knew, So, Mike, thank you so much for bringing that up. And again, it makes me wonder, Paul and Mike, both of you, how the heck does a president of the United States, where was the vetting that nobody brought this up 8 years ago?
Bathhouse Barry?
Oh, well, it's crazy.
Let's go back to George Herbert Walker Bush. And
skull
some of the
and
things that were said about George Herbert Walker Bush and young boys.
Okay,
there's
so,
another one for you.
So, Mike, hang in there. Paul, hang in there. Don't go away. This is The Hard Break. We'll see you guys after the break. I want to talk to you both.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Officials are bracing for what they call a mass casualty event in the San Francisco area.
We're prepared to deal with several dozen fatalities as a result of this fire.
Sergeant Ray Kelly of the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, 9 people confirmed dead so far.
We are told that up to 100 people may have attended a party last night in this artist's warehouse located in an industrial section of Oakland. Fire broke out around 11:30, causing the roof to collapse last night and trapping those partygoers inside. There was only one makeshift stairway from the second floor to the first.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Brazil, 20,000 filling a small stadium to say goodbye to members of a soccer team who died in a plane crash. And the chef credited with inventing a Chinese menu staple, General Zhou's chicken, has died in Taiwan. Chef Peng was 98 years old. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Salvation Army and Wham! Talk 1600 are pleased to present the 10th annual 1600 Toys for 1600 Girls and Boys Christmas Toy Drive. We need your help to make sure every needy child in Washtenaw County has a happy holiday. You can drop off your new unwrapped toy at our sponsor locations. They are listed on the Wham! Website, whamradio.com. The toy drive runs through December 10th, and everybody at Wham! Thanks you for your participation. Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, 2950 Packard Road in Ypsilanti, is in need of diapers at the center to give to clients who cannot afford them. To learn more about the Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, including drop-off hours for diapers, call 734-434-3088 or visit women-helping-women.net. Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley helps local low-income families obtain the dream of homeownership for themselves and their families. To learn more, call 734-677-1558 or visit www.h4h.org. That's H, the number 4, H.org. The Leslie Science and Nature Center is a nonprofit organization that provides environmental education, experiences, and events for children, families, and individuals of all ages. The Leslie Science and Nature Center is located at 1831 Traver Road in Ann Arbor. To learn more about events and classes, call 734-997-1553 or visit lesliesnc.org.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift, our drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. Joining me in studio, Ypsilanti Ed, Ed Bondarenka.
Howdy.
Good to see you. And on the phone, we have guest Paul Waldmiller. Paul, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Thank you. And can I just say a brief hello to all my family out there in South Michigan. I got lots of family. You know, German name like Waldmiller, who wouldn't have relatives in Michigan, right?
Yes, exactly right. And then still on the phone, I think we still have Mike. Did you have one more thing you wanted to talk about, Mike?
Well, basically, what do you expect when we allow abortions in this country to be wholesale and we don't care if children are ripped out of the womb and killed? What do we expect? We're giving up our kids that way, and we're giving up our kids through pedophilia. So a lot of this has to go with the morals of the American people and basically the people today in the modern world today.
Yeah, that's a good connection, Mike.
Very good connection. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call as always. Take care. All right. So, well, that does bring up something, Paul. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but it strikes me as a connection. Maybe I'm just being crazy. When we have abortion baby parts being sold around the country. Is this part of the business? Do baby parts from abortion clinics ever make it into these scandals, these pedophile spirit cooking things? Is that something? Have you ever heard of that?
Well, I've never heard of that, but what Mike said is basically true. I mean,
hey, Paul.
In a cultural issue that we have in the United States, a lot of Americans unfortunately become apathetic, and you know, as a Christian, I can just say we definitely have devalued life. We don't value God. We don't value life. It's coupled together. But regarding baby parts, you know, that's part of that culture. We don't see human life as how we should see human life. We should see human life as something precious, but we don't. We see human life as being something that we can just, you know, throw it away. In the Philippines, when I'm rescuing children there, it's not unusual to find children half naked or naked and, abused, malnourished, or, you know, on drugs, and just left to basically rot unless they're being used. I mean, the value of human life in not just the Philippines, but around the world has become such a place that people don't care. They only care, unfortunately, it seems, here in the U.S. anyway, about TV, you know, their favorite sports team or, you know, perhaps something on TV or going out to eat. They really don't look to their fellow man, as you will, to help them in their time of need.
Yeah. And again, that's why, you know, when I decided to do this instead of just normal politics that we always do on the show, because I am disturbed. When I had a sick feeling in my stomach, and every time I see something new, because I'm digging on the internet as I see all these other great people who are putting themselves at risk to be digging and getting their accounts suspended and all kinds of stuff going on with Twitter and Facebook, this is actually happening. You know there's something wrong when you're being suspended for talking about the truth, and it is the truth. And I want to play a track here because this is how far up it goes. Everyone's probably familiar with Jeffrey Epstein. You know Jeffrey Epstein, right, Paul?
Absolutely. We know about him and his pal, President Clinton.
Bill Clinton. Absolutely. So let's play track two, Derek. It's kind of a long one, but I want people to, because it'll bring this all together for us. Go ahead and play that.
We begin with a story of sex slaves, underage girls, a billionaire, murder, a prince, and at least one former U.S. president. What has been the biggest scandal in the U.K. since World War II has now come to the U.S., and it may involve former President Bill Clinton. The story surrounds this man, billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, who served time in 2008 for soliciting prostitution. That charge came as part of a plea deal. It all began in 2005 when Epstein was investigated after a woman reported that he paid her 14-year-old daughter $300 for sex. Since that initial claim, there have been more than 40 women who have come forward with claims that Epstein is a sexual predator and that he not only abused them, but shared them with famous and powerful friends. Well, flash forward to today, and a lawsuit is underway in Palm Beach, Florida. In that lawsuit, multiple mentions of former President Bill Clinton, who reportedly took multiple trips to Epstein's private island. You see it here. It's called Little St. James. It all happened between 2002 and 2005. Now, according to testimony in the lawsuit, at least one woman on that compound was there unwillingly. She is referred to as Jane Doe 102. She was forced to live as one of Epstein's underage sex slaves for years and was forced to have sex with politicians, businessmen, royalty, people working in academics, etc. Now, to be clear, in 2008, when the plea deal happened, Clinton cut off ties to Epstein, but maybe not. According to the UK Daily Mail, the lawsuit claims that Clinton was friends with an unnamed woman who kept images of naked underage children on her computer, helped to recruit underage children for Epstein, and photographed underage females in sexually explicit poses. Now, while Clinton cut off ties with Epstein, this woman's abuses apparently did not end their relationship, as she was reportedly one of the 400 guests at Chelsea Clinton's 2010 wedding. So what did Bill Bill Clinton know? What was he a part of? According to The Smoking Gun, as part of a civil suit filed against Epstein by several of his victims, lawyers for the women floated the possibility of subpoenaing Clinton.
Okay, let's stop there for a second, Derek, because, folks, there you go. This is, we've heard those results, you know, and it's not just allegations, because now they've pulled out the flight logs for those trips to Epstein's, what they call pedophile island, Little St. James Island. And Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton have been to that island with Jeffrey Epstein. And that is exactly how high this goes. If it's going to the point where somebody who was president and somebody who may well have been president, that's pretty doggone high, right, Paul?
Well, here's the situation, as I mentioned earlier, Gary. We can look at it this way. When you have judges, lawyers, doctors, dentists, and, of course, politicians involved, it goes deep. This goes deep. It's much, as you alluded to, this is much larger. This pedophile issue is much, much larger than what people have come to realize. And there are literally thousands and thousands of children here, just here in the United States, that have been legally kidnapped. I'm talking thousands. I'm not talking like 2,000 or 3,000. I'm talking about thousands of children that have been legally kidnapped just through our courts and have been used, bought, sold, used in pedophile rings and put out on the street to become prostitutes. That should alert every American by all means.
Yeah. All right, Paul, now we got a caller. Jenny from Brownstown's got a comment for you. Derek, can you bring Jenny in?
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
This is a connect the dots moment. Remember back when Obama first got in, one of his first appointments was this Kevin. I forget his last name. I'm sorry, but he was a member of this NAMBLA, this National Whatever Boys
yes.
and Men for Department of Education
yes.
of you guys' kids?
Yep, that's right. Let me see if I can pull something up on to get his last name.
I remember seeing a video of him. Yeah, that's
Harry.
Checking
Kevin,
out
Kevin yet. Jennings. Yep. Kevin Jennings, a praised member of NAMBLA. Yes, good call, Jenny. Good memory. Paul, what did you have on that?
I don't have anything specific on that other than, you know, I may ruffle some feathers when I say this, but it's not unusual to find homosexuals involved with pedophilia. I'm a former internationally credentialed alcoholism substance abuse counselor. My college degree is actually majoring in family counseling, and I will just tell you from, you know, working with patients, clients, it is not unusual for, despite what the LGBTQ community will tell you, it's not at all unusual to find homosexuals involved with pedophilia.
Yeah, and that NAMBLA, for those who don't know it, I think it's, the National Association of Man-Boy Love.
Yes.
I don't remember what the A stands for, but yeah, and that's a real group. And Obama appointed a guy like that with affiliations like that to education department.
Who are we to judge?
I don't have a problem. You know, if people want to be homosexual, that's fine. Don't involve children, for the love of God. This is our children. Why do we allow this kind of nonsense? It's bad enough in the world, and it's not 1863. There are slaves all over the world right now, and many of them are children, from the Middle East to right here in America, as Paul is saying. And so people need to take this very seriously. This is not just tinfoil hat stuff, people. I wouldn't be bringing it up today and spending the entire hour on it if it were just some crazy conspiracy. It's not.
And I will tell you, with the money that's involved, with the money that's involved with the many of these pedophiles, we're talking about billions of dollars. We're talking, I'm not saying Soros is involved, but I'm talking about men and women much of the same mentality disorders that are involved. It's not difficult for them to have children exploited and moved around the country, as you said, even to the Middle East. It's, in fact, one of the largest exploiters of human beings. It occurs in the Middle East. I've known many, especially Filipino women, that have gone as overseas foreign workers, and many times they were either sexually assaulted, they were raped, they were abused, they were used as prostitutes, they were murdered, and it occurs all the time, all the time.
Yeah, and you know what? The people that try to investigate this stuff are sometimes in real danger, and I want to talk about Monica Peterson. Are you familiar with Monica Peterson?
You know, the name sounds familiar, okay. But most of my familiarity with danger is in my own life and with Bill Bowen.
Yeah, so let's get this last track out of the way, because I want people to understand that this is so powerful and so dangerous for people to be looking into that people do die. And we've talked about on this show a million times about the Clinton body count and everything else. But, Derek, you got track three ready? This is about Monica Peterson. She was investigating the Clinton connections down in Haiti, and young, beautiful woman ends up dead. Go ahead and play it, Derek.
Let me get on with this. Monica Peterson was in Haiti working for the Human Trafficking Center and also previously worked for the Colorado Human Trafficking Council's Data and Research Task Force. She died a few days ago under suspicious circumstances. Her friends on Facebook are looking for answers. Several close friends have made mention on various Facebook posts that friends and family have no clear understanding of what happened to Monica, except that she died on Sunday. Earlier this year, a Facebook friend of Monica reshared a post by Monica where Monica linked to a blog post critical of Hillary Clinton's dealings in Haiti. She was onto something. Very likely between now and then, she found out about Pizzagate.
All right, so again, Clinton body count goes up. You know, it's like the last guy that was supposed to testify against the Clinton Foundation ends up dying and allegedly dropped a weight on his neck and crushed his own throat. Hey, come on. People don't commit suicide like that. And I don't know the details of how Monica's allegedly died. But again, here's the family saying there's no way she was suicidal, you know, and they're calling it a suicide again. So it is dangerous, Paul. And you talk a little bit about Bill Bowen. I mean, right here in America, when a former state senator from the state of Georgia can all of a sudden be dead from a murder-suicide event in her own home, and when the family says there was nothing wrong with the father, the husband, what the heck is going on in our country?
I think it's wrong of you to pin the barbell death on the Clintons, because everybody knows Clinton-related suicides are a double tap to the back of the head.
It doesn't help any. It doesn't help any. Regarding Senator Nancy Schaefer, you have to understand, she went public, and she says she declared herself. If you watch any of her videos, the one video that you can still see on YouTube, as far as I know, her speaking in Amsterdam. I'm trying to remember the organization she was speaking to, some World Health or World Organization. But she mentioned, she spoke about how she was bringing up pedophilia, how children were being exploited, stolen, how family courts were purposely stealing children, fathers, good fathers were being prevented from being with their children, mothers were being purposely prevented from being with their children, although, you know, there was no problem, and while she was a senator, and then her county,
hey Paul,
excuse me, the Georgia Republican
Paul.
State leader said, knock it off or else. And yeah. She stated that. She stated that she was threatened. And yes, she lost the election because the Republican Party withheld their support for her because she continued to open up about what was going on, the dirty lies in family courts in our government surrounding these judges, lawyers, family courts that were stealing good children and then selling them off.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? Even for guys that go through divorce and stuff like you and I both have had problems with the courts, and Ed just raised his hand, you know, the courts are fairly often not fair to the fathers, just flat out in a divorce or a custody case. And Paul, I want – you have a personal issue that I kind of want to bring up, and I'm hoping I'm not prying too much. Being a pastor, having worked overseas – you kind of fell prey to something that happens a lot more than people realize, and that's the immigration scam, right? For you, it happened to be you married a Filipino woman and brought her back. Do you want to just give people a little fair warning? Because it's not just the Philippines. This is Eastern Europe. This can be Africa. You know, when you marry a woman from abroad and or a man abroad, for men and women both, beware of who you're marrying, because it could be something like what happened to you. Do you want to just delve into it if it's not too personal?
No, it's not personal. As a matter of fact, you can find my story quite public on the internet. You can just go to corruptgenesee.com and you can find lots of good stuff there. Here's the issue for many, and as a matter of fact, I know you don't have a probably a lot of listeners that watch the Learning Channel. You know, that's probably below their
intelligence. You might be surprised.
But there's a television program on the Learning Channel called 90 Day Fiancé, 90 Day Fiancé. And if you ever watch it, it brings out my PTSD. No, I don't have PTSD, but a lot of people do, because what we're finding is a lot of Americans, we live in a global community. You know, we have the internet. We can find people that we fall in love with outside of the United States. Lots of people, you know, meet online from other states. So it makes sense that other people fall in love online. It's kind of what happened to me. I was divorced, and then I met a woman through a friend of a friend of a cousin. And what we did, we wrote for a couple of years, and I went to go meet her. She was she worked in Hong Kong and as a maid, and she spoke good what I call Christianese, and I talk about that in my book as well. But Christianese, you know, talking about God, quoting scriptures, even attending a church. I mean, all sounds good and perfect. Well, what's happened to me and a lot of especially men is this. They marry a person, a woman, and a few days after they're married, she flips. What do I mean by flips? She starts hitting you, punching you, throwing things, accusing you of things. For me, I thought she was gone crazy. I didn't know what was going on. You know, after 2.5-3 years of knowing this woman, it was weird. Well, I didn't know what it was until, after how many times she dragged me into family courts, calling the police saying this, that I hit her and I didn't, and come to find out all these things was part of a foreign immigration marriage scam. I was hit with I found on the internet in 2008 is commonly called the Filipina dump truck scam, where women will make false allegations of abuse, emotional and physical abuse. Even though you don't say or do anything, they'll make those accusations anyway to the police.
Yeah, try not to move around too much, Paul.
This is kind of connected to the children being stolen, so this is important. The same federal Title IV monies that every one of your listeners are paying, or most of them, for the children to be stolen, are also being used to divide men from their families, to force men to pay these scammers money, tax money. to pay them so that they stay here. And then you have the Violence Against Women Act money on top of it, and there are the kids call it live in large. Do they still use that term? I don't know. But live in large off of the government and off of the taxpayers. So that's basically what I went through, and there's over 1 million United States victims of this foreign immigration marriage scam.
Wow, 1 million.
What I find interesting
over a million.
Is that you didn't meet your first wife through an email or an online dating service. It was actually somebody, like you said, a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd really expect something to be well with that and the Christianese involved. That's interesting.
Yeah. So it can happen to anyone. So, you know, men and women out there, you know, beware when you date internet overseas, I guess is what I would say. Because you know what? You could fall prey to such a scam. Because you see the emails all the time. I mean, they're out there, date Russian women, date whatever. That stuff comes across your email, your internet pages all the time. So just be careful.
I found out the same Russian woman who's been emailing me has been emailing friends of mine. You know, two-timer.
Makes sense. And you know, they're not all marriage scams. A lot of times they're money scams, too. And a lot of times those pictures that they use, it's not them. Some of you are familiar, you guys might be familiar with the Nigerian money scam.
Yep.
And that's another, you know, famous scam. But, you know, it involves money. But this one, this particular scam, this foreign immigration marriage scam, is extremely devastating to the country. Not, I just don't say because of money and one broken heart. It's not one broken heart. Because whenever there's a divorce, and both of you are familiar with this, when there's a divorce, there's not just the husband or the wife that have broken hearts. It's the children that are involved. It's the grandparents that have broken hearts. It's the aunts, the uncles, and the extended family members that have broken hearts, too. It messes up one or two families pretty badly. So when these scammers come in here, and like for me, when I exposed in Batavia, New York, in the Genesee County court, when I exposed what was going on, that the judges and the lawyers were taking this federal Title IV money and this VAWA money, they were unlawfully siphoning the money. They sent a City of Batavia, New York police officer to threaten to murder me. And, you know, it chased me out of the country for 2 years. My lawyer told me, Paul, don't come back. Don't come back here until it's safe, because as soon as you come back, they'll find a reason to arrest you at the airport. And when I find you, you'll be in a dark hole someplace. And when I find you. So these judges, when I talk about these pedophile rings, these judges, these lawyers, politicians, police, they don't play.
Yeah.
They do not play. So if somebody plans on investigating this more, I'll be saying a big-time prayer for them, because it will cost. It will cost you something, and it'll cost part of your heart.
Yeah. Well, Paul, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll have you on again. Stay in contact with me, and we'll go from there. Take care, brother.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
You too. Ed, thank you for coming in again.
Hey, have a great day.
Yeah, and folks, all I can tell you is this. Do your homework. Google up the things we talked about, Pizzagate, and start looking at the YouTube videos and the articles in the newspapers and the blogs, and you'll see something strange is afoot at the Circle K. All right, we'll see you next week. Take care.